If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
Stranger things, everyone wants more. All we can do is wait for season four. I thought in the meantime that it might be fun to read every comic and book in what I call the Stranger Danger Book Club. Stranger Danger Book Club. Book Club. Stranger Danger Book Club.
Sends the beast with wrath because he knows the time is short. Let him who hath understanding reckon the number of the beast, for it is a human number. Its number is 666.
I left alone. My mind was blank.
Well, 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 look who's back again for another episode of the Stranger Danger Book Club, where today I'm talking about the second miniseries of the Stranger Things comic, Six. Now, a week has passed since you've heard from me last, but in reality, through the magic of technology, only 24 hours have passed since I last spoke of Stranger Things Suspicious Minds. But I wanted to read Six right away. So I did. I started it last night. I finished it today. And I wanted to talk about it immediately while it was fresh in my mind. But before I do, let's take a moment to hear from today's sponsor. Stranger Things 6 is another... It's funny, hearing Stranger Things 6 sounds like we're talking about the season. Stranger Things colon 6 is the second miniseries that once again is written by Jody Hauser. This time it is illustrated by Edgar Salazar, inked by Keith Champlain, colored by Lauren Aff, and lettered by Nathan Pecos, and it was published by Dark Horse Comics. I'm getting a lot of these statistics off the Stranger Things fandom wiki. There's four issues again, super easy read. I bought it on Comixology for like $5 for all four issues, and I enjoyed it. I didn't like it as much as I liked The Other Side. I didn't like it as much as I liked Suspicious Minds. I mean, it was quick. It was a quick read, but it was interesting. What threw me off is like some of the timeline stuff. So this is supposed to be happening in 1978, right? About that time. God, I hope I'm getting this right. And this girl is number six, but in the Suspicious Minds book, 1969, 1970 is when we had 8, and when 11 was born in 1970. So how did we have 6 come later than 11? Now, my only thought is that a 6 dies and a new 6 comes in, like he just replaces them. I don't know if that makes sense. Or have they been watching her for a long time and then she finally came in? So this is the story of a young woman named Francine. She has the ability to see the future, much like Alice Johnson in our book, Suspicious Minds. Instead, but only they don't do any drug test, you know, drugging her or no electroshock. She just has this ability. We see it early on where she actually like yells for her mother to stop the car right before a tree falls. But like right away, we see like the mother almost hit her for making her stop her car like that. She has terrible parents. Her dad, once they find out what she can do, they start pushing her to guess the lottery. She gets off by one number. They scream at her. They yell at her. They call her worthless. They really abuse her verbally. They almost abuse her physically at one point. But she does help them win the lottery. They end up moving into a nice house. And I do like the way Jodie Houser does this like back and forth intercutting of story. She did it in The Other Side where we had, the guys, the main kids, and we had Will going back and forth. And she did it here as well, where we got, it was like flashbacks of this young woman having a friend next door that she like liked, that they were going to go to the prom. She would go there when her parents were abusive. But we learned that that whole thing was a setup. They were actually looking for her. They were actually watching her the entire time. This kid was number 3. He's 3 and he's in the lab. She runs into him in the lab and she realizes everything's been a lie. That family's actually the person who introduces her to Dr. Brenner. She says, let's have a nice safe place to go. This is where they say they're working on a new area of the lab. And we see the sensory deprivation tank for the first time. Again, that doesn't add up to me because in Suspicious Minds, the sensory deprivation tank was there when Terry Ives was there in 1970. So I have to think of this as its own thing. And in fact, at one point we see 11 and they say that's 11 and I swear she had blonde hair. So I don't know if this is supposed to be, if this is just like, I don't know. This threw me off. When I read something so concrete, so like flushed out as Suspicious Minds, then I read this and it had some interesting things in it. We see there were some twins. We see one of the twins has the power to heat things up, but it goes wrong. She ends up almost like dying. I think she helps the kid who was like, was not, the kid who was not, not really her neighbor, like spying on her, basically trying to get her to the lab. He ends up helping her and they end up escaping. She ends up helping them escape. But we also see her seeing the future. We see her having visions of the Demogorgon. We see her having visions of Eggo waffles. We see her having visions of one of the kids in the hospital. And then at the end, she accidentally gets shot by a guard. She says, I did it. I changed what I saw. I don't know what it means, but she seemed happy. And as far as I know, she died. It was very much a closed story set in the same world, with slight suggestions to the character of 11, but in a weird way. The timing was weird based on the book, and it's just like, I wish there was more continuity between the comics and the books based on what I've read so far. Now, the first book, the first comic, you know, it was its own thing. It doesn't matter. It was happening while this was happening. But the book and the second comic go into the past, and just some of the timing does not add up. And that threw me reading the whole thing. As much as I enjoyed it, it still threw me. Like, it was in the back of my mind the whole time. That was, I mean, you're going to see these episodes with comics are going to be a lot shorter than the one I put out last week, just because there's less to talk about. I mean, this, we see Dr. Brenner, we see him like bringing someone into the lab. We see how he talks about you children are very important for us to win this war. There are other labs like this all over the world. And he does show that 11 would be important. We don't see Callie. She's probably already gone. And 11, I mean, this is, it just didn't seem right. If this is 1970, was the flashback 78 in the, I just read it. You think I would know these things. But as I've said in previous book club episodes, I'm not taking notes. I'm not researching and getting everything perfect. I'm reading and I'm talking about it like you would do at a book club. You know, you come in, you have a discussion. Now I'm having discussion by myself into my microphone, but that's kind of how I'm seeing it. I did, I enjoyed the concept of they're always looking for special children. And that's why they found, like, they moved, they went as far as to move in next door to this girl. I enjoyed that. I enjoyed the stuff, Dr. Brenner's, like, being part of it, how he really would stop at nothing, how he scolded this girl. He's like, come on, you could do it. You could, like, go into the tank. You can go into the tank. It's fine. It's really what it is. It can just, you can forget your past and you can focus on the future. And when she doesn't perform exactly, he slams down her, his clipboard. He's like, you're going to do it and you're going to do it until you do it right. And he doesn't let her interact with other kids after a session. It's like the only thing that matters is finding a solution. Finding a weapon, really, finding a resource. And he obviously had one in Callie, but she got out. And he has one in 11, but she got out. What I wonder, well, I guess it's all shut down. They never got what they were looking for as far as an actual weapon. Am I right? Like, who's to say that sometime during the 70s, they didn't find someone who was exceptional and got them out and they were totally into it and the government took them and used them. And then he goes back and he has 11, and that's when, you know, the rift gets opened and we see the Upside Down. That's another thing that was not the Upside Down. But that's the other thing that was, like, it was almost too close where this girl could see the future and Alice Johnson could see the future too. This girl saw Demogorgons and the Upside Down. So did Alice. So there was some like similarities, but as far as I'm concerned, as far as I know, the monsters, the Upside Down, the rift, none of that happened until 11 used her powers too much. Was it like when she touched the Russian? Didn't that start everything? I am like going way off memory right now, and I'm not even sure if I'm making much sense. But I liked it. You know what happens? I read it. I was like, I want to keep reading. The ending was a little, it wasn't satisfying because our main character didn't survive. She got two people out, one of whom I don't even know, like, is he an orphan? Has he been there for a long time? Like, I feel like he goes to schools and looks for other kids. Like, can we really trust him to keep going? I don't know. The other girl let her, like, helped her. I think she helped her twin die. Like, she took her off oxygen, the twin who heated things up too much. You know, this is why I wanted to record right away, because, my goodness, if I waited a couple days, think about how much worse I'd be at trying to recall something that I literally read today. Yeah, I can't think of much else to talk about with this one. So, yeah, Stranger Things 6, the comic book, another four issue series. I would still read it. It was a cool kind of like glimpse at what else the lab was doing in between. Before like 11, this was like right before 11 was, oh, I guess 11 would have been about 8 years old. So that checks out. But it's a nice little glimpse to see that they haven't been, you know, sitting around waiting. They've been constantly looking for kids, constantly looking for weapons. So I would still suggest to read it. I would still recommend it. The timing threw me off because I just read the book. And so because of that, I didn't like it as much as the other side. Now, if I read this first, it might have screwed me up with the book. Maybe I would have liked the book less. Maybe it's just whatever I read first is what I kind of go by as being like the canon of the story. I don't know. Small little things. I mean, really, as far as canon, yes, the book is canon, but all that matters, all that needs to matter, is what we learn from the television show. Everything else is gravy, is fun, is world building, is expanding things. But as long as nothing on the show is like, oh, well, you would have known that if you read this, then as long as there's nothing like that, I'm completely fine. Like, I like that it's interwoven. The television show is interwoven in the books, but the books aren't interwoven in the television show, if you understand what I mean. Like, the television show is its own thing. And it is the only thing that matters as far as if you want to be a Stranger Things fan. But if you want to, like, amass yourself, is amass the right word? If you want to, you know, go further, go deeper into the world, then that's where these books come in, and they're fun. They're fun world building, and yeah, this one was enjoyable. It just threw me for a loop with the timing, and I didn't enjoy it as much as I think I did the other side. But yeah, that is Stranger Things 6. Up next, we're going back to prose, back to novel. Which is a novel concept. Up next is Stranger Things, Darkness on the Edge of Town, the second official novel of Stranger Things, written by Adam Christopher. I'm probably going to start that book within the next couple days. But you know me. You know how I roll. You're not going to hear from me next week. It's not going to be that quick, but you'll hear from me soon. You'll hear from me soon. And if you want to read along, you know, that book's available, you know, everywhere books are available. So maybe you could check it out, and then you can come back in a few weeks and hear me give my thoughts on that book, which, again, I've got to go buy. I'm going to go buy it right now, and got to start reading, because reading is fundamental. Remember that. So I want to thank you guys for listening. Thank you guys for subscribing. Thank you guys for sticking with me. And I appreciate everyone who's been listening to these little side episodes as we wait for Stranger Things 4. You know where you can find me The show has a Twitter account. It's at StrangerDPod. Me on Twitter at GeekMentality. The website is fansnotexperts.com/StrangerDanger. And I'm on Instagram at GeekMentality too. I don't do a ton there. I wish I did more, but I don't. But feel free to follow me. And yeah, that is it. That is all I got to say. And before I go, I just want to give a little shout out to my buddy on Twitter, Little Stevie85 on Twitter, tweeted out that this is the best Stranger Things podcast I've listened to so far. You guys can listen to it on Spotify and basically anywhere podcasts are available. Thank you, Stevie. I don't know if that's your real name, only because your avatar is of a certain employee of Scoops Ahoy, a former employee of Scoops Ahoy, Steve Harrington. But for the purposes of Twitter, you're Little Stevie to me. So thank you, Little Stevie. Yeah, and that's it, my friends. Until next time, until you hear from me next time, please go out and read that book and come back soon. Oh, wait, I just want to say one real quick thing. On October 30th, Disney Plus second season of The Mandalorian is coming out. I have a podcast about that. Oh, did you know that? It's called The Mandalorian Man. It's available on Spotify, on Apple, everywhere. If you search Mandalorian Man, it's also going to be on fans.experts.com. It's only 8 episodes because I just did one for each episode. It's very much like I watch the show, I hit record, I talk about it. So if you like me rambling, if you like me talking, check that out. Anchor.fm/Mandalorian Man, fans.experts.com. It's everywhere. Podcasts are available. And the new season comes on the 30th on Disney Plus. So there will be a new episode of Mandalorian Men then too. That's a shameless plug. Might as well get it out there. So this is my most popular podcast. Might as well talk about the other things I do. Okay, now I'm done. Buongiorno, everybody. I don't know why I just said that. Just until you hear from me next time, beware illiteracy. I guess that'll be that's going to be my call. Beware illiteracy, because reading is fundamental.
Fans Not Experts.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.